have dreamed.
All right, on the count of three.
The coconut dropped away. Rincewind swallowed. There was a hungry, dreamy look in his eyes. Can I have them mashed? He said.
Now!
First, there was a sensation of pressure. The world opened up in front of Rincewind and sucked him into it. Then it stretched out thin and went twang. Cloud rushed past him, blurred by speed. When he dared open his eyes again, it was to see far ahead of him a tiny black dot. It got bigger. It resolved itself into a tight cloud of objects. There were a couple of heavy saucepans, a large brass candlestick, a few bricks, a chair, and a large brass blancmange mould in the shape of a castle. They hit him one after the other, the blancmange mould making a humorous clang as it bounced off his head, and then whirled away behind him. The next thing ahead of him was an octagon, a chalked one. He hit it. Ridcully stared down. A shade less than £125, I fancy, he said. All the same, well done, gentlemen. The dishevelled scarecrow in the centre of the circle staggered to its feet and beat out one or two small fires in its clothing. Then it looked around blearily and said,
He could be a little disorientated, the Arch-Chancellor went on. More than 600 miles in 2 seconds, after all. Don't give him a nasty shock.
Like sleepwalkers, you mean?
Said the senior wrangler.
What do you mean, sleepwalkers?
If you wake sleepwalkers, their legs drop off. So my grandmother used to aver.
And we are sure it's Rincewind, said the dean.
Of course it's Rincewind, said the senior wrangler. We spent hours looking for him.
It could be some dangerous occult creature, said the dean stubbornly.
With that hat?
It was a pointy hat, in a way. A kind of cargo cult pointy hat, made out of a split bamboo and coconut leaves, in the hope of attracting passing wizardliness. Picked out on it, in seashells held in place with grass, was the word wizard. Its wearer gazed right through the wizards, and, as if driven by some sudden recollection of purpose, lurched abruptly out of the octagon and headed towards the door of the hall. The wizards followed cautiously.
I'm not sure I believe her. How many times did she see it happen?
I don't know. She never said.
The bursar sleepwalks most nights, you know.
Does he? Tempting. Rincewind, if that was the creature's name, headed out into Sator Square. It was crowded. The air shimmered over the braziers of chestnut sellers and hot potato merchants and echoed with the traditional street cries of old Ankh-Morpork,
such as, ouch, arg, give me back my money, you scoundrel, and you call these chestnuts? I call them little balls of charcoal, that's what I call them.
The figure sidled up to a skinny man in a huge overcoat, who was frying something over a little oil heater in a wide tray around his neck. The possibly Rincewind grabbed the edge of the tray.
Got any potatoes? It growled.
Potatoes? No, squire. Got some sausages in a bun.
The possibly Rincewind froze, and then it burst into tears.
Sausage in a bun, it bawled. Dear old sausage in a bun. Gimme sausage in a bun.
It grabbed three off the tray and tried to eat them all at once.
Good grief, said Ridcully.
The figure half ran, half capered away, fragments of bun and pork product debris cascading from its unkempt beard.
I've never seen anyone eat three of Throat Dibbler's sausage in a bun and look so happy, said the senior wrangler.
I've never seen someone eat three of Throat Dibbler's sausages in a bun and look so upright, said the dean.
I've never seen anyone eat anything of Dibbler's and get away without paying, said the lecturer in recent runes.
The figure spun happily around the square, tears streaming down its face. The gyrations took it past an alley mouth, whereupon a smaller figure stepped out behind it and, with some difficulty, hit it on the back of the head. The sausage-eater fell to his knees, saying to the world in general, Ow!
No, 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 no!
A rather older man stepped out and removed the kosh from the young man's hesitant hands, while the victim knelt and moaned.